Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live Podcast Power Hour. It's our first podcast during the market hours, and I'm ready to give you a jam-packed show filled with valuable information. Today, I banked on two stocks that I'm going to talk to you guys about. We're also going to talk about knowing when to sell. That's key in trading, knowing when to sell. You know when you're supposed to buy in, but you know when you're supposed to sell. A lot of people have trouble actually selling at the right time. Maybe it's greed. Maybe they think they can get a little more. Or maybe they just think it's going to run forever. So I'm going to talk to you guys about some of that stuff also. So right now, I'm watching TVIX Live. The SPY was down for a few moments. I was really thinking TVX would actually run off in that, but SPY wasn't down enough. And SPY just went green a few moments ago. So I'm just looking at the orders on TVX, how many shares people are buying. Somebody just bought 9,000 shares at 241, so people are loading up on this. We're about to be 240. We're 240 now. We got a big long wall of 240. That's 241. 242 is starting to creep up. So it's been stuck in this range, pretty much. Like it's been going nowhere. The last one we had last weekend, so it went from like 276 to 340, I believe, and then it's pulled back. And then after that pulled back, the market just went on a huge run. Like overall, the market itself has been huge. SPY has been strong. S&P 500 has been kicking ass, man. I'm telling you. Those hedge fund managers that can't beat the S&P 500, they just can't. So we're going to take a look at SPY real quick. And we're going to judge the performance on TVX off of that. So let's go over to SPY. Yeah, right now SPY is green. It's 0.07% up right now. Now it's 8, 6, 5, 6. That's 6. So if we can see a decent pullback where it actually loses like more than a point, we're actually losing a couple points. We can get a double-digit point loss, like maybe like 10% loss. We can see TVX actually go up. And that would be nice, right? So the stocks that I want to also, I banked on today was UGZ. It's only like a 5% gain. But one of my students is up huge. So it's UGAZ. It gapped up. He got in around 316, and it gapped up to like the high range around 360. He's still holding. See? He missed his point to sell in the high range. So this is why I'm talking about knowing when to sell. It's, again, is it greed? Is it not knowing when to sell? Or you just want to keep holding forever? I think, for me personally, I always want to sell when I'm up. As soon as I'm green and I have enough cash I'm okay with, I'm out. I don't want to hold, because you want to know why? There's other people who are not going to make any gains out of the stock. They're down, and they're going to lose. So I'm thankful for what I got, because I don't want to be those people. I don't want to lose out of the stock. I want to make money. If I make $200, $300, I'm okay with that. Just think about it. Some people, it takes 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks just to make $300. And you can make $300 in one day. To me, that is huge. I don't know about you guys, but it's monsterly huge. It makes $300 on one trade. Literally one day, you can get $300. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm back, guys. I had to take a business call. Got clients calling me, freaking out about TVIX. All right. So, like I was saying about UGAZ, it was on the watch list. It gapped up. Do I recommend buying at these high levels? I would have liked to see open up at 316 and make a run from there. But it opened up huge. There's actually, I guess, a conference call today. That's what I'm hearing. But I haven't seen no news on it, so I can't be certain there's actually a conference call going to happen. But just looking at it right now, so it's supposed to start at 1. It's 109 right now. And the stock's looking to fall off. So I think my students who are in this should actually sell. I already sold. I don't like holding. Because I bought another stock today that I think was going to be a huge money runner. It still has time to run. This was a solar company, which is ASTI. And ASTI has been crazy, crazy runner. Gonna explain right here. It opened at 170. The high was 5 minutes. Here we go. It opened up at 182, a high of 188. I got in 175, out at 186. That's a nice gain right there, 4,000 shares. The normal trader could do this. It's not scary. Knowing when to buy, knowing when to sell is crucial to trading. I'm more of a swing trader than a day trader. But when I do get into a stock that I can make quick money on, I do it. Usually I look to day trade on Fridays. Fridays are my flipping days. If you're listening to my podcast last night, I talked all about that. Because Friday, people don't like to hold overnight. And people, so Friday really comes a running day where stocks go up like 10, 20, 30 cents, and then you pull back and you go up other 10 or 20, 30 cents and you pull back again. See, the uneducated and experienced trader would see the stock and see it's down 17% and they wouldn't even touch it because it's down 17%. That's just the overall. You still can make money in trade. If you're buying in, it goes up 10 cents, you make 10 cents a share. It doesn't matter if it's down 17%. That's just the overall. You're not part of the overall. You're part of it when you get in. And as soon as you get in, that's the price you're in. See, it's all about learning and being experienced. Robert, welcome to the podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying this. It's going to be a fun podcast. Right now, we're just checking out some stocks that we're in. And I'm going to go back to see how SPY is doing. The SPY is being a bitch. And so, oh my God, SPY is going higher. I really need this just to tank. I really do. I need this to pull back huge. So the higher this goes, the lower TVIX is going to go. I already have 30,000 shares of TVIX. Am I worried about my position? No. I'm just pissed off. Because it's not taking me away from buying other stocks. My account's big enough where I could buy a whole bunch of stocks. It's just, I'm just pissed off at the fact where I mistimed my entry. See, I know I'm going to make money on this. It's just a question, when is it going to happen? Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be a week from now? At this rate, is it going to be a month from now? It's because when the market does pull back, and it will pull back, we're not going to go high every single day. It's not possible. I'm looking for an afternoon fade. I'm looking for a 3 o'clock power hour fade, because that usually happens every Friday. Because the last time TVIX ran, it was a Friday. It was right during power hour. It wasn't this past Friday, it was the Friday before. Responded to a client on Facebook now. All right, guys, getting into it. So let me head over back to okay, SPY's now is 0.17%. The bid's red, the ask is red. We're about to pull back. Oh, it's green now. This is killing me. Right now we're at 210.30. The spy 210.31 on the spy, 210.32 on the spy. This is going and going. I need this to pull back. Let's see how TVAX is doing. Then we're going to get into the show a bit. We're going to talk about some business. How I have an interview possibly next week with a startup company, and an interview with startup of the month. Interview with a CEO of a publicly traded company, a penny stock, AXXE. He's going to be coming on the show talking about his company. I got called, a company called me because they like what I've been doing with the company, about talking about them. They actually appreciate my business. So they're going to be coming out for an interview. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm getting noticed. My podcast is evolving. So let's check out market depth. Level 2. Okay, 239 bid 240 at TVIX. That's actually not that bad. I thought it'd be down at the 237 right now. So there is room. Okay. There's about 200,000 shares of 239. 400,000 shares at 239. There's enough shares out there. I think the whole support at 239. That's if we don't go. That's if we don't come off the bid. That's it could come off. I'm looking for a strong run in the power hour on TVIX. Let me go back to UGAZ, see how they're doing. Alright, last time we were talking about UGAZ, they're around 350. Now it's 346, bid 347, ask. I highly recommend people to sell if you guys are up on this. It's going to come down it's gonna come down more. Come on, if you got in yesterday, you're pretty much up huge right now. You got a whole bunch of fun coupons. A lot of those fun coupons. If anybody wants to call in the show, ask me some questions. I'll be taking questions in like 10 minutes. So call in. I would love to hear from you. Again, welcome to the Traders Network Live Podcast, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what kind of traders you guys are. If you're actually part of the Hedge Street family, let me know how you're liking the service. We've been kicking ass the last 3 weeks. Last week plays had potential of over 1,000% in a week. This week has been a down week, but we had some good gains. Not too many runners, but we had some good gains. Right now is at 349, Ben 350 at the Asgard UGAZ. Oh, I know the stocks you guys are trading today, so call in. Let's have some fun. On a serious note, I want to know if you're looking to get into trading, if you're brand new in the stock trading, and you don't know where to start, add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I'd be happy to help you guys out, get you guys started in the right way. If you're an experienced trader and been trading a while, and you need more help, add me. Check me out, headstreettrading.com. We're taking over. It's my first podcast live during market hours. There's a lot to go over. There's a lot to talk about. I'm having a fun time. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a blast. Alright guys, so let's go back over to UGAZ. Right now, we're checking out Plug. You know what guys, I might get back in. Just to bring some excitement to the show. It's at 321, bid 322, ask. 5 million shares. 5.8 million shares traded. It's up 2.55. The 26th, you have earnings. The earnings are going to be terrible. But they have the ace up their sleeve. The release, the press release stating how the new clients Data's booked. And those new clients are going to show a brand new uptrend and outlook. Because look at all the sales they're going to get from that in the upcoming quarters. So the outlook of Plug looks huge compared to what the earnings are going to look like this quarter on the 26th. I think it's a steal below 320. And we're going to look for that. We're going to look below 320. I know I said it before, I wasn't going to get back in. I was done with Plug. But I just love this stock. I don't know about you guys. I just love it. Watching the chat right now on the Black Talk Radio platform. If anybody wants to come into the chat room, I know you guys can. And if you want to call in, you can call in by calling 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. We'll be taking calls live in the next 5 minutes. Ask me questions you want to know about the market, about your trades, or what you want to know about Head Street Trading. I'll be happy to help you. 646-649-0905. Traders Network Live Podcast on blogtalkradio.com. So it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, right? So what do you guys have planned for today on Friday? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make some videos. Some educational videos on how to trade the Head Street way. So my couple of brand new students will be ready to go on Monday. Because boot camp is out. You've been paper trading. You've been listening to the podcasts. You've been listening to the webinars. You're ready to go. It's time to start banking. Banking the Head Street way. So you want to know how to bank the Head Street way? Well, you got to sign up, and I'll teach you. HeadStreetTrading.com. www.HeadStreetTrading.com. Add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I will add you into our training room, and you can see for yourself. If you like what's going on, you can join. I'm looking to get him plugged on a pullback. The pullback is going to happen. I think we're going to see 319. Right now, I mean, I'm ordering a 319 for 7,500 shares. If it happens, I'm back in. If I see this going lower, I will make my position lower. I'm watching really hard right now. So plug, I'm looking to get back in. Thinking a little about the CEO who's going to come on my show in the start of next month, AXXE. There's Tap Out. They own the Tap Out pills you can get to recover faster and all that good stuff. So he's going to come on. He's going to speak about his company, what's going on. And I think the stock right now is trading at 11 cents. So a couple of weeks ago, it was at 22 cents. So clearly, there's a lot of room to grow back into this. And I think in the coming weeks, this stock's going to be a hot stock to buy. And when I have the CEO, on, it's going to be some fun times. My first interview with a CEO of a publicly traded company. I can't wait. So let's see how SPY is. I'm looking for a pullback on SPY. In the around power hour right now, it's running. It's around lunchtime right now. It's up nice. It's about to be up 0.20 in a few. But yeah, it is right there. Boom! It hit. 0.. Okay, that was back down. That was back up. It's at that 210.39. It's just going 210.40. This is running right now. We need this at 208. If we could get this at 208, 207, TVIX actually probably pump. It'd probably go back up to the 280 range. This 239 range at TVX is holding strong, but the real support is at 226. The last time this got down to 226, it popped back up to around 340 within a matter of 2 weeks. I'm not worried one bit. Orders are coming in nice. That was 238 with a 239 ask. You see, because SPYs is going higher, so this is pulling back. We could see this possibly hitting 229 today. If it hits 226, it's going to bounce. 237 bid. 238. Normally, I would cut my losses short, but TVIX is not your normal stock. It's not even really a stock. It's more like an index. It moves when the market is pulling back. So you really got to treat, the best time to buy this when it's down. When the market pulls back, it's going to go up huge. So it might look like a bad stock to own right now, but it's not. So we're going to go back to plug real quick. 321, 322. I'm looking for some more shares to come in to open this up a little so we can pull back. Because I'm still there at 319. Come on, 319. Another stock I'm holding right now is FTR, which is Frontier. I'm actually down on this, but I'm not out. I'm in 835. It's going to go higher. I see this back being over $10 a share within the coming weeks. The street likes its earnings. In the upcoming quarters, they're going to have more profits. because now they own the rights to all the customers in the Northeast of AT&T and Verizon. So they're going to be getting more cash. So the stock's going to go higher. We called the stock when it was a low $8. It was in the $7 range, around $7.80. And it ran to $8.10. Then it busts out from $8.10 and went to $8.44. Now, here we are at $8.24. So you can see the trend. You can see how it just ran. If you want to follow our watch list, join Head Street Trading. Or you can actually go to YouTube at Small Cap Live TV. You can check out our watch list every single day. But you actually want the live trade alerts. We're actually getting into these stocks. We got to follow HeadStreetTrading.com. You really want to learn how to trade, add me to Skype, Short Pinks, and I'll get you on the right path to making profit. It's just going and going. 3 o'clock. This is going to pull back. I'm taking calls right now. If you guys want to call in, call in. Dan, if you're listening, you can call in if you want. You can talk about your major gains you had on UGAZ. You could tell the world how excited you are. Let's see what spot is that, guys. Spy is holding its range. It's, oh my god, now it's at 0.22. It's just calling. Come on. Pull back already. I can't watch SPY anymore. I'm going to throw up. It's painful. Let me go back to plug. This plug is still holding that range. It's not enough shares coming in there to pull back. Needs bigger buys. Frontier. UGAZ, it's up 12.14%. If I was you guys holding us in this range, I would look to sell. You're up nice. Let's find another play we can trade. Let's do a live trade. Alright, we're going to find a stock that we can get into. Here we go. Found one. I actually traded it for profit last week. EXEL. If you guys are listening, put this up on your watch list. So you come back to this. UGAZ. Time to sell if you're up there. You're at profits, week 52. Time to get out. TVIX, see how you're doing now. Still holding that range, 238, 239. Still below average volume. Their average volume is around 32 million. So then again, not enough volume to really make this even go anywhere, right? I'd be a little more worried if it was at 50, 60 million shares trading. If it was just falling off like this. It's not going anywhere right now. It's holding its ground. We'll see what happens. Taking call-ins. Everybody wants to call in. Be appreciated. The number is 646-649-0905. Let's check out the SPY. See how the SPY is doing. All right. Right now. SPY. It's still at 0.22%. 0.25%. 2.4%. 2.5%. Do we hear 2.6? This is going and going. This is pissing me off so much. It's a Friday. You're supposed to be selling off. Dan Brown, welcome to the podcast. How you doing there, man? Call in if you want. What am I doing? Talking about SPY. How SPY is ruining TVIX. It's pissing me off. I hope everybody's Friday is going great. Oh my god, the SPY is about, that was 0.30%. Oh my god. TVIX might go to freaking a dollar today. It just keeps up. If SPY is at like 50, if SPY even goes to triple digits, like 1.28 or higher, this could be the end of TVIX for today. We could see the dollar range on this, like 190, 180. This is all hypothetical, by the way. But this is pissing me off. Ben, you sent me a message. Okay, I'm going to check it out. Do I have a penny stock calculator? I found the few just checking whether you use. No, I actually just do the math on my phone. All you gotta do is find out how much firearms in the stock. You can just actually go right over to pennystocktweets.com. You type in the penny stock that you want to look up, and actually it shows up on the page, and you just like hover over it with your mouse, and it will show you the stats. It will actually show you how much cash volumes in that stack at that time. And if you want to know how much potential gain you can have on a stock like that, just take a million, times it the price, and times it how many million shares do you want, and that will give you the price you need. It's really easy. I like doing everything by just doing the hard way. The hard way always makes you a better person in the long run. Hope that answers your question there, Ben. Ben's, if you guys are listening, Ben's one of my new students. He's getting ready to make his first trade Monday. He's a successful Forex and option trader, so he knows how to trade the market. Now he's coming into stocks. $235 bid ask a TVIX. It's down 2.48%. So right now, TVIX is making new lows daily. New lows, new highs daily. It's in a trap trend right now, where it goes up a few, then it pulls back. Goes up a few and it pulls back. There's big buys coming in right now at 235. Somebody just picked up 30,000 shares. And no, it wasn't me. So there's a lot of buys coming in this range real quick. People are loading up because you know it's going to run. But the question is, when is it actually going to run? But this is our uncut podcast where I speak my mind and give you the real Wall Street, not the sugar-coated analysts you have on CNBC. Fuck CNBC. Fuck Fox Business News. Fuck all that shit. This is blacktalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive Power Hour, a nighttime podcast, Lambo Dreams. Everybody wants a Lambo. Wow. The trader who bought 9,900 shares 15 minutes ago at like around like 337, just sold at 334. He cut his losses short. Wow. He doesn't understand how this works. $236 is about to come up back on the list. I see 240 popping up over at Vert. $233 about to pop up on a bid. It's coming up. I don't dare to look at SPY, see what SPY is doing. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. A lot more podcasts are to come. This is my first podcast live during the market hour. Right now we are looking at two stocks. Actually three. We went over two stocks I banked on today. And we'll be going. Right now I'm looking to get in plug at 319. Alright. Now plugs at 320. For the bid, 321 and ask. All we need is some big orders to come in on the ask, and the price will lower. Because what goes in must come out. So I'm holding patiently at 319. As soon as I'm in, I'm going to tweet it out. You guys know I love my plug. I thought I was going to get back in. I thought I was done. But I think this could run up pretty well and end until the 26th. I know like last time I have to hold. But I'm not going to chase it. I'm not going to buy a 321. I want my stuff below 320. If I don't get it, I don't get it. But if I do get it, I'm a happy guy. All right, callers, call in if you want to ask me anything you want. Traded relating. Related. We're going to check out Spy real quick. Oh, my God. Spy's like a bad dream right now. This movement, I am looking for an afternoon sell-off, like power hour sell-off. Around 3 o'clock, this shit just pulled back huge. If it doesn't, I'd be amazed. That was 0.31%. Let's go back to plug. UGAZ. Dan, I know you're listening. Sell. Take your profit. You had plenty of time to get out at 350. But you know what? You're holding for 360. You always want more. Stop being a greedy bitch and sell. Take the profit. Dan B, what's going on? How you doing? Great, Dan. If you want, you can call in, man. Ask me some questions or anything. That'd be appreciated. I got about an hour and 8 minutes left of the show. They only give me like around a 2-hour time slot. Once the show goes bigger, then I can get 3 to 4 hours. Then I'll be a happy guy. Then I can do a bigger show, but in the next couple of weeks. Dan, TVAX, is that really a wasted trade? It's really a good sweet stack to own. It's going to go higher. I want to be worried. I'm just pissed off on my entry. Basically, to go higher. Because the market can't go green forever. It's a stock to own during bearish times, and the bears are right around the corner. If this was 2011, 2012, I would be shitting my pants. But we're at the top of the bull market. We might have days and weeks where we gain a decent amount, but we're never going to gain like the crazy amount where we the Dow goes to 21 or the S&P goes even higher. We're only going to move maybe 1,000 points. If that, I wouldn't be worried. We're at the top of the bull market. We're going to have strong weeks. We're going to have bad weeks. It's not like TVIX is a normal stock and it's pulling off because insiders are selling or their product's bad. It just moves a trend in a down market. So when the market's great, of course it's going to go down. It will keep going down. But when the market goes down, it will go up. You just got to trade the trends. Right now we're in an uptrend. The uptrend's not going to last forever. This food for thought. Oh, the Spanish mommies. Huh? Damn proud, you know. You got enough kids already, man. You don't need any more, bro. Just saying. Oh, I got a call. Taking it.
Hedge!
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hedge Street Trading, and also welcome to Traders Podcast, Traders at Work Live.
And what's going on, Hedge? What's going on, brother?
Not much, Rivers. Hanging out, having a little podcast. Getting my ass kicked on TV, IX. But I'm not worried.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, I'm telling you, I'm not really worried about it, man. I'm just pissed. There's no reason why the spies keep going higher. The market should pull back already. It's pissing me off.
I see on Danny, man, he took a nice little profit today, man. That's cool. That's what's up, man. That every time I hear news like that, man, it just gives me hype.
Oh, I'm hyped for him too, man. He has to. I don't think he's sold yet, but he better hurry up and get that profit because he's doing big things, man. You're next, man.
I'm ready, man. I don't know, man. I'm kind of like sketchy. But I feel I'm ready, but I know you guys are going to have my back and, let me know what's what. So, I don't know. Maybe I just need to just jump in there and do it, so.
Yeah, man, we're going to go over some things on the weekend and, pretty much get ready for it.
What's up? I just called in to say what's up with you real quick. I'm busy doing what I do. I'm definitely going to chat with you guys on Skype and keep doing what you do.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate your call, man.
Oh, for sure, man. Take it easy.
You too, man. Now, Dan. Appreciate the call, DNB. Now, Dan. TVIX is not a waste of a trade. And it's not time to get out. It's a stock that you hold. Because when the market goes bad, when there's nothing good to trade, it's going to be up. It's going to be up huge. It's just a bullet to have. A bullet in the chamber. When the market goes to shit, it's going to look great. You're going to bank on this easy. Above $3. It's just a question of when it's going to happen. Now, if you had a smaller account, you would have to sell. Because you wouldn't have enough capital to trade with. You would be stuck. But you're making a lot of gains there, buddy. And you've got some nice cash in that account now. You can hold. You're trading with the big boys now. You're good. Just think of all the people who are buying in right now. They know what's up. They know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. When is it going to happen? When is the market finally going to pull back? When is TVIX going to take off? Is it going to be later today? Is it going to be Monday? Is it going to be Tuesday? All it's going to take is to have one stock to miss earnings. A lot of earnings next week, I believe. Once one stock doesn't hit earnings and you don't hit it, it's going to pull back the market. And we're going to see this thing run. The wolves, my friends. Bam, a $10,000 order at 334. Another $10,000 order at 334. A $6,000 order at 334, $1,500 at 234, $1,000 shares, 233. These are buys. Buys are coming in. 800 shares, 233. There's buys coming in, guys. This might be down 3.72% today. That's only because the SPY is up huge. When the SPY was down a few points, this was up in the 250 range. Just imagine the SPY actually went down huge. Say the SPY is down 3.71%. This will be at $3 easy. So stay focused. This is a good stock to own. I'm more bullish on TVAX right now than I was before. You know what? I'm going to buy more. I have an order in place, 7,100 shares, 233. Let's see if I get it. Let's check out Plug real quick. I want to see if I got it or not. Not yet. DGAZ. Time to sell, Dan. Take that profit. It's a nice profit to have, man. TVIX. We're back. Somebody keeps on jumping in front of me, man. What the fuck? Now, once I get in more to my position now, I'm 11,600. Going higher. That would give me, I already have 30, so I have 40,600 shares of TVIX. My average would go down in the 240 range with this buy, probably. I'll still be down, but I won't be down that big anymore. 40,000 shares. Now think, me selling 40,000 shares at 320. Imagine the profit I'm gonna make on one trade. It's gonna happen. This is gonna run. Let's check out the SPY. SPY is setting up for an afternoon fade. Power hour fade, guys. This is 0.40% right now. This is going to come down. Keep going up. There's 56 minutes left into the show. Hope you guys are enjoying yourself. There's more to come. I'm doing another podcast later tonight. If you guys want to check that out, PM. I'm doing it for 2 hours. That's going to be the night version. Lambo Dreams. Where I'm going to talk about business. I'm going to talk about sports. Talk about anything else like talking about. Talk a little about stocks. Maybe we're going to do a recap of the week. And we'll go over some articles I've been reading lately at CNBC. We can pretty much tell them they're a bunch of assholes. But they can go from there. We actually might call some companies too. Have little ha-has. Maybe do some prank calls. That'd be on the night version of the podcast. It is so cold outside. You live in the Northeast, man, it's freezing, I tell you. Alright, I'm in. My order cleared. I am in. I didn't get the whole 11,000. I only got 8,000. Why 11,000? I get to cancel the rest, and I'm cool with the 8,900 shares. So I'm back in. I got some more TVIX. So now I'm at 38,000 and some change. It's a lot of shares to own. Gonna make a hell of a profit. Hell of a profit when this goes up to 320. Gonna make bank. Let's go back to Plug, see how Plug is doing. I'm still there at 319 with 7,500 shares. I was waiting. UGAZ. If you haven't sold yet, Dan, time to sell. You're up. You're up nice. Take that profit. So I don't know if you guys actually follow any other people on Facebook. Somebody told me to add this chick who trades stocks. At first, I thought it was a joke. Then, I checked it out. It was Penny Stock Princess. I'm sorry, Stock Princess. She sells videos and other stuff like that. And a lot of her students actually joined my service because they weren't happy with what she was doing. So at least somebody likes what I'm doing. Getting destroyed. You're not really getting destroyed, bro. You're going to make so much money on TVIX. When it actually does run, it's going to be huge. You're only down 30-something cents. Could be worse. You know how confident I am? Somebody just picked up. Literally. 151,000 shares. At 233. 151,000 shares. That's a humongous buy. This could be the actual bottom for TVIX. People are loading crazy amount of shares at this level. I think we go a little lower. I actually think we actually hit 226 before this bounces back up. I was in this, when I actually done this before, and I was like, holy shit, do I sell or what? I actually held. I worked out huge. 10,000 shares at 233 right here. Somebody's picked up 10,000 shares, 233. 1,000 shares at 232. That's not a big deal. But 10,000 shares, 150,000 shares, that's even a bigger deal. 25,000 shares, 233. These are orders coming in, guys, on TVIX. These are big orders. Write these orders down. These are orders you need to know. Big orders. $46,000 shares, 232. We were at 390. We were at 3.90% down. Now we're around 376 to 386% down. It fluctuates from the bid to the ask. 2,000 shares. 2,000 shares again. 232. Another 2,000 shares. 232. $334 on deck. If she $334 can go, if we can get back to $340, I'll consider that an accomplishment today. Hey. Vernon, welcome to the podcast. Right here, 10,000 shares. We're going hard right now. 233. A lot of shares. A lot of buyers are coming at 233. 234. Back up top again. TVIX looks like it's gearing up for a power hour run. If the spies can break and go down, we can see possibly 350 range. $15,000 shares at 334. Now since this is moving up some, let's check on Spire real quick. $235 on deck now. Here we go. Only down 3.02% now for the day. Vernon, nobody's manipulating the market for this to go down. It's an index. It's not an actual stock. It runs on the trend. If SPY is up, it's going to be down. It's a bearish stock, so when the market goes down, it goes up. If it's high, it goes down. So when the market goes down, TVX moves up. There's no manipulation. It doesn't work like an actual stock. There's no products. It just owns several hundreds of stocks. There's no manipulation. Okay, pal? Just saying. Before you talk about TVIX, learn how it works. I wouldn't short a stock like this because you never know where it's going to run. That's a good question, Dan Brown. It could just take off within 2 seconds. It really could. Like 2 weeks ago, not last Friday, but the Friday before, it was at 280. Like literally like 30 minutes out of nowhere, 320 popped up. Out of nowhere. I was happy. Dan was happy. That was the first time he bought TVIX. That was like my 20th time I bought TVIX. I've been trading this for the last 2 years. So I know how it works. When I first spotted this, I didn't know anything about this stock whatsoever. All I saw was when the market was down, it was up. So, okay, it was a go-to stock. Something I can trade when the market's down. Then over time, I learned how it worked. Then I did actually research how it worked. Now I'm 100% certain I know how it works. It's a buy. You buy. When the market goes down, you sell because you're going to bank huge. Down 305% right now. We're looking at 235. If we can get back to 240, and if the SPY goes down a little more, we possibly can see it run back in the 255 range. If the SPY goes down even more, we possibly can see maybe 280. The money is there. The SPY sell-off is going to happen. TVIX now is only down now 2.89%. It was high at one point. It's 390% down. It fluctuates between the bid and the ask. That's how much the percentage goes off. Somebody just bought 42,200 shares at 234. Even though it's a sell, when there's a sell, there's a buy. For every buy, there's a sell. For every sell, there's a buy. When you show up on, when you show red, it means you sold on the bid. When it shows green, it means somebody sold on the ask, somebody bought the ask. It's all the difference what it is. So you want to be technical, they're all buys. Doesn't matter how it actually, how it's bought, either sold on the ask or bought. Oh, I mean, sold on the bid or bought on the ask. But overall, every order that comes in is a sell and a buy. That's what you just have to separate yourself. For every order that comes in, somebody sold, somebody bought. That's it. Oh. Dan was real happy 2 weeks ago on TVIX, man. That's when he just made. He made, that was his second trade, I believe. No, it was third trade. His first trade was EXXI. It took some time, but it took off huge. Then he got into Plug. He made crazy money on Plug. Then he got into TVIX. He made money on that. Then he got back into TVIX. And yesterday he got into huge. He got in the stock he got into, which is UGS. UGZ, I'm sorry. He's up decent on that. He has to sell, though. Take that profit. UGAZ, 351. I think you should take profit right there. Buy is starting to come down. Now it's only 0.35%. It was at 0.41 at one point. It's starting to come down. If this could go down further, TVX could run a little higher. I'm in 186. I'm not quite sure you're talking about there, sir. I hit a misprint earlier when I actually said 286, but I removed it. I said the amount I had. I hit the 2 instead of the 1. I got in at ASTI at 175. I sold at 186. So you can see I have the 86 part right? Are you listening to the podcast, Dan? It's growing. I'm getting a lot of likes on Twitter. A lot of people are trying to follow. Things are looking good. almost over. There's about 36 minutes left of the podcast. If you want more training action, I suggest you guys to actually follow me on Twitter at Hedge2Trade. That is pretty much Hedge 2 as a number 2 trade. Add me to Skype, Short Pinks, and we'll go from there. Take your trading to the next level with Hedge Street Trading. I appreciate you guys tuning in today to Block Talk Radio / Traders Network Live Podcast. Power out. I was looking at it. Let's check out SPY. SPY started to move back up a little. It's at 0.38, 0.39. Let's hoping for a bigger fall. Hope you guys are having a great Friday. I am. I'm sharing it with you guys. The Hedge Street family. $22,300 shares came in at $233 on TVIX. That's big. I now own 38,000 change shares of TVIX. My average now is 243. Will I sell after I get over my average? No. I'm holding for 320. I will get that 320. Mark my words, I will get that 320. There's no time to sleep. Sleeping is the cause of death. Yeah, I saw it coming. It was up pre-market, and it wasn't even up that big. It was only up a couple cents. I mean, if you got excited off an ad with you, you actually see this at $2.80 or $3. You may run around like crazy outside naked. That's how crazy this is going to be. This is nothing. This stock can gain 30 and 40 cents within a minute. It also can lose 30 and 40 cents within a minute. That's the risk you take. No risk, no reward. Dan's growing his account. Dan's taking risks. Dan's banking. Dan is going to make $1 million within 2017, his account will be $1 million. He has the skills, he has the desire, he has the will. He's going to get it. Yeah, I would never have bought this at 249. 240, 245, that would be okay. But 249, I don't like nines. I hate nines. Like, I would never buy a stock like at 229. I'd buy it at 225. I like fives, because I like to gain, if I'm in a stock that's not going my way, I like to get 5 cents. So I'll buy in, say at, I'll buy in, say like, if it goes to 155 and that's it, I gained 5 cents. If it goes over that, I'm at 7, 10 cents easy. Those are just some risk things you can use. $263 was an okay buy at the time, but we didn't expect the market to roll back the way it did. Who knew? Nobody knows. It's the risk you take. Try me. I was in it. What was I at? 278. Then I added more at 240. Now I added more now at 230. I got a whole bunch of shares, but it's okay because it is going to rebound. It's just a matter of time. And it's not like this is my whole entire account, so I still have a whole bunch more shares I can buy and other stuff. So I'm good. Back in plug, 319. Well, trying to be anyway. Let's see if it broke. Back in plug. So I am in plug. I am in FTR and TVIX. All three I'm holding long. Plug has earnings on the 26th. They're going to be bad. Don't even care when they come out. What I want is, I want that news of new clients, pretty much customers, that are using the plug technology. Once that comes out, it's going to show new sales growth, potential sales growth in the future, and the future earnings, which means plug's outlook looks bright and profitable. That's what I'm waiting for. The reason they're not putting in there yet, because their earnings are going to be shitty. So the stock is going to pull back even more. It should run pretty high in the earnings. Then it's going to pull back. Then it'll go down some more. And then that PR come out. We all been waiting for it. Then the stock is just going to take off again. And I'm going to be riding fucking high on my steel horse. Dan, sell. Get out. 353. Take profit. You're already up. Don't become greedy. You got a second chance. Get money at this. Don't even think for 360. Take the profit while it's there. This is going to pull back in power hour. This is already up huge. 316 and then the 350s. People are going to start to sell. This is going to come down. Take the profit. See, now you're saying that again. Either way, it's a nice gain. You can maximum your money in the 350 range instead of the 320 and the 330 range. You have to work on your selling. You have a hard time selling. And the best time to work on your selling? When you're actually selling for actually a profit. So sell. Two times, three times, it's leverage. The reason why is an index. It owns a bunch of stocks in one sector. and it goes. Either it goes when the stock, when the market goes higher, or it goes when the stock goes lower. It depends. TVAX is more of a bearish type trend, and UGAZ is more of a bearish type trend. $3.54. Take it.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row. Wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in a dictionary and a persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry. I'm looking for negative control, okay?
You're up. I'm looking at the level 2 right now of UGAZ. Every single order but one is at 353. The last one is at 324. I am currently up 1 penny per share on Plug. Now I'm down 1 penny on Plug. $3.54. And I'm 2 pennies now. Unplug. Settled, when the account settles, when your takes 3 days for the money to clear the trade again. And when you're under $25,000, you only get day trade, what, 3 times a week? And that's pretty much. See, you're getting too emotional, Dan. I'm always upset, but I'm pretty much over it. See, I know what's going to happen. It's going to rebound. It's going to run hard when it does. Don't be emotional. Difference when the market can go up every day. But a lot of great things are going on right now. That doesn't mean the market's going to go up every day next week. We usually, when we go on runs, we usually go up maybe 3, 4, 7 days of great days. This collapses. VVUS, I actually traded VVUS. Speaking of VVUS. I banked pretty well at it, too. Now it's up 6.72%. or 900,000 shares traded. I like it. Let's check out the chart real quick. Real quick. Ah, beautiful chart. It's popping ice. Looking for a pullback. I'll probably like 280 to 285 on this. GEVO is a piece of shit. I'm going to put it out there. It's a dog. It's a dog with fleas. The only reason why it's even trading recently is because they added a board member. The board member so happens just to be the CEO of Plug. Big deal. Eventually, this is going to have to be over a dollar. When it doesn't happen to be over a dollar, they're going to have to either reverse split or they're going to have to delist. Now, what is that going to do for its shareholders? I'm telling you, you're going to take it right up the ass. You're going to get fucked good, not in a good way. New traders see these stocks like this, and they see them cheap, and they think they buy in. With dreams, they can make millions of dollars on it if it goes to a dollar or if it goes higher. They start to drink the Kool-Aid of the company, and they start to believe in what the company does. Well, it's at below a dollar for a reason. That reason is because the company sucks balls. I'm just going to put it out there. Just like that. It sucks balls. And you're stupid for buying a stock like that. Point blank. It goes for everybody who actually bought GVO. There were so many better stocks last week to end this week to get into. I don't know why anybody would get into this. The only people who buy in stocks like this are dreamers. And dreamers never make money in the market. They lose. You buy stocks that you know they're going to run. Because you've seen them run before. And you made money on them before. Like Plug. TVIX. EXXI. L B L D P That's how you make money in the market. You buy stocks in a channel trend. You trade the same stocks over and over and over. You understand how the trend works. You understand how when it pulls back, you understand where it's going to go up to. You know the story about the company, but who cares about the story? I don't care about the products and what they sell. I can care less about this. All I need is a chart, a lot of volume, so I have liquidity, and I will trade it. And 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to be right every single time. I am a master at reading level 2. I can save you from losing hundreds and thousands of dollars. I've done it for Dan many times. And most importantly, I know when to sell. That's from years of experience. That's from losing a lot and winning a lot. Because in this game, you're going to lose. You're going to win. You learn quick. There is 12 minutes 20 seconds remaining into the show. And we are about 15 minutes away from Power Hour. The new traders, if you don't know what Power Hour is 3 p.m. The last hour of trading, where the market decides where it's going to go. If it continues to go up or it goes down. We'll see. It's 15 minutes. SPY is going to break and give some more leg room for TVIX. Or SPY is going to go higher. UGAZ, 354, you still got that chance, buddy. I'm looking nice right now on plug, 323, 8,800 shares, and a 319. 324 now. Once it hits 325, I'm up 5 cents. I'm holding until it makes a big run into the 26. So next week is we're actually able to bank pretty well on plug. It could run to 330 like last time. Or maybe even higher. Vernon, you just pretty much answered your own question. TVIX goes up when the market goes down. We've been in the biggest bull market since 2009. So why would you think the returns on TVIX would be huge? 2011, TVIX was $11,000. Now it's $2,000. So you figure it out. Use your fucking head. Why would you think the earnings would be huge? We've been in the biggest bull market ever. Of course the earnings are going to be terrible. We don't trade TVIX for earnings. We trade them for crazy swings in the market. We're traders. We're not fund managers. Do I look like Warren Buffett to you? Do I look like some fund manager on CNBC telling you to go buy Coke? I'm giving you 100% valuable plays that you're going to make money on every single time. I like the dirt. I like the gutter. To where I make my money. I'll be lost if I was buying $20, $25, $50 stocks. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm not an options guy. I'm just really learning how to short. I'm a volatility guy. I'm a liquidity guy. I like $2, $3 stocks. That move 25 to 30 cents. Where I can make a couple grand on a play. A couple grand to me is nice. It builds up over time. So for you to talk about earnings on a stock that only goes up when the market goes down, and we've been in the humongous bull market of our generation, is asinine to me. It's complete stupidity. Learn how it works before you speak. Because I will not answer the stupid questions. When you're new to training, you don't make statements. You're new. You don't know what you're doing. I've been doing this since 2003. I know the market. You don't. So you don't make statements. You sit there quietly. You listen and you watch. You learn. Then, when you make a couple $100,000, then you can come talk to me. Make statements and rationalize that I don't know what I'm doing. Until then, shut the fuck up. $229 bid, $230 ask. Like I said, I think this is going to 226. We're on our way. Last time this hit 226, it bounced. And it went a lot higher. We're on that verge again. This happens. When the market is strong, this becomes extremely low in price. Because it shorts the market. There we go. 229 bid, 230 ask. I'm not even going to look at SPY right now. I know SPY is huge right now. For this to be at 229, SPY has to be over 40%. So I'm going to go back to plug. So I'm up on plug. 319, I'm in. 8,800 shares, 324 right now. Looking nice. For viewers, I don't mean to come off like an asshole. But when you're new to training, you have those no means necessary. It should be making statements. You're going to sound stupid, especially if you don't know how the stock works. You're just going to sound stupid and come off ignorant. I don't want people to come off ignorant. I want everybody to make money. Become knowledgeable of the market. Understand how the market works. And make money. And make money for themselves. Fuck having a job. But we don't know what you're doing. When you make statements, you think you know what you are doing. And you think you're better than the person trying to tell you what to do. I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. I'm real as they come. Alright, I'll spy real quick. See what spy is doing. The show is about to end in a few minutes. We have 1 minute and 45 seconds left to our podcast. My first podcast live ever during the market hours. I plan on doing this once a week. An interview will be scheduled for possibly Wednesday of this coming week. I'm going to be talking to a startup company that provides crowdfunding services to entrepreneurs. And then the start of next month, I'm having an interview, my first interview ever with a public company. Their CEO is going to come on the line. It's a penny stock. The stock is AXXE. They're uplisting. Have real products in stores. If you're into working out and you need a boost after you work out to recover faster, they just have what you need. Tap out products. He's going to come on. He's going to tell you everything you want to know about his company. I think it's a stock to buy as a spec play. It's 11 cents. 2 weeks ago, it was at 22 cents. I think it can go back up there. The last time it hit 9 cents, this was last year, it ran to 33 cents. So I think it could do the same again. Enough about that stock. Let's go. 10 seconds left for the show. I'm so happy you guys checked me out during live market hours. More to come. I'm having a podcast again tonight around 8 p.m. Hope you guys can make it. It's going to be more entertainment-wise and actually stock-wise. Thank you so much for coming. a webinar is scheduled for tomorrow night. I'm going to schedule it. We're going to go over everything. It's going to be a long webinar. So I hope you guys can make it to the webinar tomorrow night. I plan on having it 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to say about 8 p.m. to 11. There's a lot to go over. So again, guys, thank you so much for coming. Have a great day.